you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to a very special episode of Rotten Tomatoes is Wrong. It's an After Dark. We know y'all love when we do these, and we have two of the best in the biz joining me for this episode that I was so excited to tape. I actually showed up here yesterday, too. I showed up yesterday morning in the studio thinking that I was going to get to join Doreen Arellano and Steph Sabraw, two-thirds of the world, girls. Doreen is an amazing composer, DJ. Steph is now at the third. She's matriculating in improv as just about as fast as a human being possibly can. And so I wanted to talk to them. And so I woke up yesterday and I went through my whole routine. Because in my defense, we usually tape on Tuesdays. As we're taping this on a Wednesday. So I woke up on Tuesday morning, went through the whole thing, did my early morning workout, took the dog out. She does not want to go out in the morning anymore.
I feel her.
It's like picking up just like a rag doll. And then I just kind of set her down. She's like, "Oh, really? We're doing this now?" And so I get her out. I drive over to the studio, hour with traffic. I text Brian, the producer, and I'm like, "Hey, man, I'm here in the lobby whenever." And he's like, "Why?"
And I'm That's like, so sad.
Oh, because we're doing two shows. Then I started thinking, I'm like, "God damn it, we switched it to Wednesday."
And you know what? I know we got some wedding talk, but I remember at the wedding.
We did promise wedding talk.
This weekend, yeah. You said, "See you Tuesday." And you kept saying that. And every time it didn't actually register with me. And I'm like, "Oh, sure. I'll see you Tuesday." But that was not correct. I should have warned you.
Well, I was worried about Steph because I texted Steph Monday night. Because we live very close to one another. So I was like, "Hey, do you want to ride? I'm going in." And like, just a heads up, traffic from our area is like terrible coming into Beverly Hills. And so, it's like, "No, I got a thing. Otherwise I'd love to." And I'm like, "Oh, I got a new car. Are you sure?" And she's like, "I don't want to go with you." And, but in my head I had said Tuesday, but then I looked back at the text I sent you and I never specified the day. And so Steph's like, "Okay, Mark's just a very prepared individual."
That's what I thought. I was like, "This is very type A of Mark. I haven't seen this behavior yet."
No, because it doesn't exist inside of me unless I got the day wrong.
Also, Molly just lives such a good life. Like, I really feel like we would be good roommates because you could just like wake me up.
You and her sleep on about the same schedule where I'm basically jealous of you and Molly and your napping ability.
I'm just always asleep.
But you can fall asleep quick, right?
Quickly, within minutes.
Especially if exhausted or after a horror movie.
Yes. After hanging out with Doreena, I usually sleep very well.
And if you actually follow and subscribe to World Girls on YouTube, you'll know that Steph can even fall asleep at theme parks sometimes.
Correct. She does faint.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only time you fainted, though, right? I'm not making light of, like, a condition you have.
No, it's definitely... we've never talked about this yet, but for Doreena's kind of birthday. No, wait, what was it for? Doreena took us to a concert. Oh, my birthday.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah, Bull and Ben. Yeah.
Jeez. And I all of a sudden grabbed Doreena during the concert and I said, "Can I hold on to you?" Because I started to feel like what I felt like at Six Flags when I fainted.
Wow.
And she's like, "Yeah, you good?" But like, Doreena's really good at not like crowding you, like, "Can I check your vitals?" Like, whatever. But she's also super chill. So she wasn't actually holding me with force. And I fainted and I fell on the ground and then I got back to, and I was sober, mind you, on like Six Flags Experience or we had like a drink and the security guard was like, what's your name?
The worst. The worst.
Like, what's your name? Shining the light on me after I came to. And I was like, Steph. And he's like, what year is it? And I didn't remember what year it was.
Because really? Who does?
Because who does?
Exactly. It's also you, like D. February or something, you know, like it's barely 2023 or 2022. But it is funny because like I knew I was like, oh, she may not be feeling right. So I was like, I actually did like hold her hand and I felt her fall. And then luckily I was able to like have her not, you know, her head hit the ground and there was people around. So, but the good thing is me and like Roxy and other people that were there, it's like, oh, she does this. Like we were just telling people, this is what she does. It's fine. But this guy was so weird. He was like being on full cop. Yeah. Like not even, are you okay? Just like, who are you? You know, I was like, you need to calm down.
That's
sir.
Like overbearing dad mode.
Right.
So Roxy was kind of like your mom. And then Darina's kind of like the cool aunt who's like, look, I'll help you out, kid. I'm not gonna like grab you. Like, if,
yeah,
if
but
you're
she
falling,
was like super. Darina's like the suavest woman in the game. Like, she like
very smooth
grabbed my head, you know, like I could have cracked it. And she's just like, and grabs it. And like, that's why I think I have like a romance going, like a paranormal romance with Darina, because she's done this twice now.
Well, it's twice now that you've actually fainted and opened your eyes.
First person I came to.
And then you've seen me with like an.
Like a halo around her. I'm telling you. That's why I call her Dark Lord.
I'm also doing the math now where if you never had fainting spells before you met Darina, then all of a sudden you meet Darina and start fainting.
Right.
Maybe she's kind of doing this to you.
Right.
I'm exhausting
you. Right.
She's wielding her power over you.
Fall into my arms, baby.
Not that beloved
I
want to
be your ego.
Do that. There's a lot of stuff, speaking of the Living Planet. We did cover Guardians Volume 2 on this very show last week. I think we've all probably seen Volume 3 by the time this comes out. And there's a lot to get to because we do want to talk about some of the movies and TV shows we're currently watching, like what everybody should be checking out there. It is also Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month in May. So all May long in the United States and here at Rotten Tomatoes, we are going to be celebrating and observing it. And right before we went to air, we were talking about Michelle Yeoh, who was just coming off an Oscar win for Everything Everywhere All at Once. And how far back her film lineage goes and just what a badass she is. If people don't know, if they were introduced to her somehow from Everything Everywhere, it's like you go back and you watch the stuff she was doing in the 90s. She was beating the crap out of the boys for real, doing all her own stunts, kind of like Jackie Chan and stuff like the Super Cop movies.
Yeah. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yeah.
She's like float. She's like a Jedi Kung Fu master. Mm-hmm. It's like so cool. And she's been doing that for decades.
For decades.
I mean, forget how cool she is.
Yeah. I mean, she's I'm so glad that she's getting, actually people are aware of her now that weren't, because she's obviously been a huge, in Asia, she's always been big, but it was so cool to see her reunite with Tony Leung and Shang-Chi. Even though they did that Butterfly and Sword movie like in the 90s, right? Like in every movie she's in, she's incredible. Like she's a total badass, just like a Jackie Chan or any of those guys. She's amazing.
Yeah, it's fun to go back and watch those movies in this era of, you know, the special effects in modern movies look fantastic. All the CGI, it's like next level. You can't believe that it's not real. But just going back and watching some good old-fashioned practical fights, whew, it's really, really stunning.
Don't you miss those?
Yes, I do. I do. But that's why everybody loses their minds, including the comic book sector when stuff like, remember when Daredevil came out and there was like that hallway scene or Daredevil season 2, the stairwell scene? There's like one shot in every Daredevil season where it's like, there's a movie called Atomic Blonde.
Yes.
Charlize Theron, and she gets in a fight in a kitchen for 15 solid minutes.
Yeah.
And it's just there's like frying pans, there's not anything you've ever used in a kitchen is used in a fight in that scene. And if I was going practical fight scenes, that one's way at the top of
fantastic.
The list.
Fantastic. Great. Also with an 80s soundtrack, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the whole thing takes place like the fall of the Berlin Wall kind of era.
Correct.
So, yeah. Good stuff.
Really, really good. See, lots of cool, badass women fighting out there.
Yeah, Charlize.
Oof.
There we go. Okay,
just as
so
hot as Michelle.
We have a lot to talk about on the show, like I said. Some movies that we're watching, all that stuff. Favorite wedding movies of all time? And there's a reason why we bring this up. Do we have a favorite wedding movie?
I think Wedding Crashers.
You love that
good,
one?
Good opener.
That one's
fun. I think
fun.
So.
That one's fun. As a kid, my mom loved watching family or romantic comedies. And so we watched Father of the Bride a lot.
Oh, so good.
And I also am a huge Steve Martin fan. I think Steph is too, obviously Mark. Like we, you know, who doesn't love Steve Martin?
I don't know.
And Martin Short's character is ridiculous. Franck,
like, amazing.
It's such a fantastic
gem of humans they are.
And really, that character just wouldn't be done, I don't think, in this year.
Nope.
And it's so good.
The cack.
No, the only way you get away with doing that character in the modern era is if you bring him back on SNL, which Steve Martin and Martin Short hosted, and Selena Gomez showed up because the Only Murders in the Building for some of the sketches. But they did a take on Father of the Bride, and I think they had the actual, can't remember the name, Allison some or other, who plays his daughter in the Father of the Bride movies. She was actually showed up in the sketch, I believe. And basically the premise was she keeps getting married, and now Steve Martin's character is like out of money because he's paid for like 20 weddings.
That's
so it's
funny.
Like Father of the Bride, but then Martin Short comes in as Franck again, and it was just it.
Oh,
the crowd
I
was
see
mind.
That. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, it was good stuff. I just wonder if like, if when you're growing up, do you have like a wedding movie that you point to and you say like, that's what I want my wedding to be like? Like it, the, you know, sort of the perceived notion out there is that the ladies grow up dreaming of that dream wedding. Is that what y'all have?
I mean, you're talking to the wrong lady.
Maybe aiming towards.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the Addams Family.
Yeah. Okay, well, if that would be your wedding theme,
for
that'd
sure.
be
sure. Darina's actually really romantic. She's just not into traditional things just because they're traditional.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, that Addams Family specifically is basically an answer to the suburban traditional, like, you know, I want to, I'm a little princess and I want to grow up to like get married. And I
mean, my innocent white dress.
Correct. And Morticia, and which, who does that, right?
So you could walk down the aisle to da-na-na-na.
You could, but Morticia and Morticia and Gomez are the healthiest, most romantic couple I've ever seen in fiction. Consensual BDSM, always romantic towards each other. Great parents. Just
thing gets involved in the bedroom.
Exactly.
Wow, that's a salient point.
Yeah.
All right. So
I never was like, I never had like a Pinterest board for a wedding. I was never like daydreaming of what my wedding would look like. But I think I thought, like, there was a scene in Crazy Rich Asians, like, I think the whole, and, like, that wedding scene where it finally accumulated to that.
Yeah.
And she comes, that Constance Wu character is, like, almost beaten down, but then she's, like, bok, bok, bitch, and, like, she fights back. And she comes, like, so beautifully, and the look that they give each other, I was like, okay, that's amore. I'm into that. I would be down to get married, I guess.
My favorite wedding scenes in movies are the ones where the wedding doesn't actually happen, where it's like somebody shows up and it's like, oh, you just missed it.
Oh, gosh.
It's like, oh, no, they're married. It's like, nope, he never showed up or she never showed up. You got 20 minutes. Get to the airport. You can still catch him. I can't think of like a wedding that like was a wedding scene, other than maybe like Spaceballs has a pretty funny wedding scene.
That's a good point. Yep.
Wayne's World 2, pretty great wedding scene at the end of that one.
Yeah.
But nothing that I'm really like, you know, I love going to real weddings though, because real weddings, it's a great excuse for a bunch of friends to get together, but you also know there's going to be debauchery. Mm-hmm. And that's what Darina and I got to experience.
Spill the tea.
Last week, our friends Mark and Julie tied the knot, beautiful Cambria, California, just a picturesque ceremony in the midst of a suddenly very busy wedding season for me. I think I have like 6 weddings this year.
Well, everything that couldn't happen during a 2020 lockdown and pandemic is happening now.
Including Mark and Julie, who are going to tie the knot, I think, in April, like the first weekend in April of 2020. And then the thing happened. And then I remember the initial email was like, hey, we're going to try to pivot to July or like maybe October. And it's like, it just nothing works out. So they finally get married.
They were like the James Bond movie that kept getting pushed.
They just kept, they were like, no, you got to see it in theaters. We're not going to release it on a streaming network. You got to see the wedding. And Darina, I would honestly say that it was worth the wait.
I thought it was great. And as somebody who's not a huge fan of weddings, I thought it was beautiful. The happy couple looked very happy. The vows were very funny. And he did a reboot joke about their relationship, which I thought was great.
She walked down the aisle to Leia's
theme. To Princess Leia's theme. Yeah. They had a quartet of string players playing Princess Bride and Jurassic Park, you know, all of that, because Mark and Julie are huge movie fans, and Mark is a huge film score fan like me. And then obviously,
that's really cute.
It was really cool. They had the dogs walk the aisle. And then during the actual reception, Mark Ellis obviously had to speak, and you were amazing, as always.
Were you the weddinger? Were you the I do guy?
I was not the. I'm going to let you get to the right term. I'm going to let
you
feel it out.
Partitioner?
I think well, the I word think you're looking for.
Partition separates people.
Were you the wedding singer?
I was not. I was more the wedding singer than I was the officiant of the wedding.
There it is.
I'm officiating a couple weddings coming up later this year, including one that is near and dear to the Rotten Tomatoes' is wrong heart. Hi, Brian. But yeah, no, this one, that it was a cool thing and it was a weird thing they did because, first of all, the reception, it was no fault of their own. As soon as the sun went down in Cambria, it dropped 30 degrees. Dang. And it was so cold. The stroke of genius that I didn't know I had was this. It took place on like these nice kind of, it was like this like opening clearing in a wooded area. And then there was this huge ranch that they converted into a string of like motels where everybody was staying.
Right.
So my room was right next to the reception.
Same.
So as soon as you walk off the grounds, Dorina's was too. So as soon as you walk off the grounds, you can get into our hotel room. So we had people going in and out of our hotel room during the reception just to go get warm and then to come back. And
oh, during the reception?
During the reception.
Yeah, because you could just walk into your room, change your shoes, put a coat on.
Everybody was walking around with blankets.
Christian Harloff put in a coat that looked like made him look like he was in The Thing.
That's nice to have a home base during the party.
Yeah.
And then, and they had the two dads were scheduled to give a speech.
Oh, that's
one,
right.
One ended up doing it. The other one ended up going back to his room and just falling asleep.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But Mark's dad is like, all right, I saw y'all get married. It's great. I said hi to everybody. I'm going to go take a nap. And he was just like, yeah. So his speech
you
got
bore
scratched.
Me, son.
So we did the bridesmaid, the groom, the best man. And then they had me come up and give a thing. So, that was a lot of fun. And then the after reception is really where the money's made.
Correct.
Because it was all in my hotel room. It was 30 people coming in and out of my hotel room.
Oh, my goodness.
Until 4 in the morning.
Well, and I felt a little bad for Mark because he basically came up to me and he said, okay, so this is my hotel room. Tell, you know, Brennan, tell Nathan. And I think he told like 5 people. Right.
At
but
most.
But because the door
sure?
was open and everybody was staying in all the rooms there, people said, oh, there's people here. There's still a party happening. So eventually you ended up with 30 people.
Which I don't mind. And in their defense, I did prepare by going to the Shell station 2 miles down the road and getting, I'd say, about 100
5 hour energies.
Beers. Oh. And I have a couple 5 hour energies for myself. Yeah.
I know my friend Mark.
Yeah, I do love my 5 hour energies at weddings. Very necessary.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say, though, when he became a hero to me personally is later in the night, I knew I could count on Mark because I said, I'm hungry. And he had already eaten about 17 chicken McNuggets, so he gave me the rest.
I got the 20-pack that day, that morning.
Yeah, so
did he also say, I'm not your father, but I am your daddy?
Yeah.
I fully yondu on her.
Yeah. He's my chicken nugget daddy.
Yeah, so
and I'll forever be grateful.
Dorina cashed the rest of my McNuggets and my fries, and everybody else drank the rest of my beers. But it was a great time. Congrats to Mark and Julie. And
what's where's the stories, guys? Like, what else happened?
All right. So there was one particular bridesmaid who was like, everybody wants to know who the drunkest one is.
Yeah.
And it was definitely this bridesmaid.
Yes.
Possibly both nights. And she was also one of the ones that gave a toast. And that was awesome.
While she was drunk.
It was
oh, yes. Wasted.
Epic. It was the classic movie. I'm trying to say something, but I'm too drunk to get there.
Can I just please. Do the impression of like how she finished her speech?
Yes, please.
May the force be with you.
Yes! Did you salute her?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
It was
I
great.
Said, and you.
Yeah, and you as well. Yes. I went to Catholic Church. I just, like, I gave a speech for my sister's wedding, and you'd think us as our jobs, I would be comfortable with that.
I would say you knocked it out of the stadium.
Okay, I think I did, but I was dead sober because I was like, there's not a chance in hell I'm going to deliver this the way I need to if I'm drunk. So,
this is why, and she's doing well in improv for this very reason. The number one piece of advice I give to any young stand-up comic, I say two things. Move the mic stand and don't drink before you go on stage.
Yeah, it doesn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think this girl was just like, I did the thing.
Hell yeah.
I'm done.
I
Whereas,
like her.
You're the sister.
Yeah.
You have to be sober.
Yeah.
Well, so some people think it's going to make you looser and like funnier.
Yeah.
And
no.
I now drink a fair amount before I give a wedding toast because I know how to do it. But still, like, doing stand-up, like, no, I'm not.
You and Roxy probably have given the most wedding toasts of anybody I know.
So. Roxy's probably a prime candidate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, so she could be sloshed and probably kill it.
Well, I tell my friends, I'm like, look, if you're getting married, I'm not trying to butt into giving a speech. But sometimes you do want to end the speeches on a high note. And yeah. you get people like the mic's too far away. I'll tell you, he gave a great toast that night was Julie's dad.
Yes.
Short and sweet. He basically got up there, made a couple jokes, and then he's like, congratulations. Then he's like, I know it's cold and we got a crap ton of speeches to get through. So I'm just going to drop the mic here and just, I'm the clubhouse leader. Set yes. the bar. Somebody beat it.
He was great. And it was also very Love cute that. To see him, the father-daughter dance and the...
What was the song?
It was an Elvis song. I'm trying to remember exactly which one it was.
I
was
not been, as well I known. Might have been warming in my hotel room.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because you came back...
I was warming a lot.
And
my toesies get
you were
cold.
But you were doing your, like, breathing. You know what I'm talking about? Where you were doing your breathing before you go on stage?
No.
Where you were like, you were doing that.
What's my breathing?
Yeah, no, you breathe deeply as you're like recollecting your thoughts. Because I was like next to you and you were doing your whole like,
like oh, no,
exhaling
that was,
and stuff.
That
like
was
that.
A sigh like, oh, I got to go
He just farted.
These
no, but you did
I
it a few times.
I just relieved myself.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, that's fair. It's maybe giving me a little too much credit to say I was heavy sighing and recollecting my thoughts because that's when I'm writing the speech is when is when whoever's up before me, I'm like, I guess I got to cobble something together.
Yeah. So. Another fun moment was just at some point as the night went on and people started to have more wine and beer. The DJ
McNuggets.
Was actually playing good music at some point. Like mm-hmm. he actually took requests. So he played Daft Punk and a bunch of stuff I love. And then eventually he played the major hits like AC/DC,
Journey.
And yeah. we were all dancing and screaming on the dance floor.
Good.
That
oh,
was
that's
very
fun.
Fun.
Yeah. That's fun.
There was a little Van Halen.
They played Van Halen for me when I was going up to get my speech. So that always felt nice.
Oh, you had like a baseball walk up.
I had a baseball walk up.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I've always wanted one.
Yeah. No one else got the walk up.
And that then, means you're a legend.
I mean, it means that I got pressure on me. If they play, it's like, oh God, I guess I got to be good now.
Yeah, but you.
I'm a huge dancer at weddings.
Yeah, same. You gotta be. What same. Else are you there for? I mean, to celebrate love.
No, but you're there for the.
You're
there
for
to
the groove.
Moves.
I'd rather dance than talk.
I would definitely as well. Yes. Really, like the wedding small talk, I gotta keep to a minimum.
That's what was so nice about this wedding. Mm-hmm. We didn't have to do that much because we knew each other.
You know each other.
Yeah.
If I'm thinking of like actual weddings, the way an actual wedding happens and proceeds, in movie terms, I would say that it ends up just being a disaster as a film. And I say that because I think Act One is the actual ceremony, right? And it's like, okay, you just want that to kind of set up our characters, but you don't want it to be too long. Much like a real wedding, I don't want the actual ceremony to be too long. You want it to,
yeah.
okay, let's do the thing, but we don't want to overstay our welcome. Then the reception is Act Two, and then the after party is Act Three, where everything just, you find out who really has the alliances the whole time. I saw two people almost cheat on their respective, I think.
Ooh.
I think. I'm not
while
sure.
While they were there?
Yeah.
While the partners were there.
In my hotel room. Yeah, well, I think that, see, that's what happens, though, when everybody's staying at the same place
and
there's like a central party area.
It becomes a swinger thing.
If you're tired, you leave, and it's like, oh, honey, you stay out, enjoy your night. I'm going to go pass out. And then they're left to their own devices for the first time in years.
Yeah.
Well, my favorite part was also another drunken bridesmaid actually showing everybody just basically saying, look at my boobs. Look
really?
At my boobs. And I'm like, you go. I'm like, they're great. I kept telling her.
Wow.
They're fantastic. Yeah.
No,
so
I
she was. So at
right
weddings,
on,
you get drunk. You're looking for somebody, right? At some point at weddings, if you're single, you are looking at some point.
Like, I think I've maybe done one wedding, post-wedding hookup in my existence, maybe. And that was barely a little bit of a makeout, nothing else.
That's a good bucket list cross off.
Yeah.
Was it not fulfilling?
No, I mean, it was just...
not as fulfilling as the 17 McNuggets.
Yeah. That something is truly special about a late night snack.
Well, that's why I went to... That's why I hit Mickey D's early in the day. Because, like, I got my lunch there. And then, if I'm there, when in Rome,
right.
I'm going to prepare for the night.
Totally.
For the night's watch.
Yeah.
And then my guard relieved my duty. I was like, yeah, you get the rest of the McNuggets and the
my stomach thanks you till this day. It was delicious.
Yeah, you probably weren't as hungover the next day because you were prepared.
Well, I also don't drink as much anymore.
I know. Mm-hmm.
But I was very hungry. And McDonald's fries never disappoint.
Something's wrong there. Like, they really are truly too excellent. It's not fair. It's the number one fast food fry.
There's got to be something in the water.
Sugar.
Even cold. Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. These fries McNuggets have been in the fridge.
Something
for
in the
hours.
Water for sure. It's called something processing chemicals, whatever delicious chemicals.
Oh that. Yeah, this is the other debate we had that we need to bring up on the show.
Okay,
what are boneless wings? Are they actual wings or are they just like I've heard the term adult nuggets tossed around? Because I love boneless wings. If I go to a place and I have the option for the boneless wings.
Really?
We have the technology to remove the bones. Why am I going to put bones in my mouth?
I feel like that's not something I would have thought of you. Because I love munching on the bone. And I feel like you would too.
Not a bone guy.
Interesting.
I don't need any more reminders that this once was a living thing.
Yeah, I go back and forth.
You're the closest thing we have to a vegan here.
Yeah, I go back and forth. Like sometimes it feels a little too real to be gnawing on the bone. Yeah. And I would rather the chicken nugget. But then, au contraire, it feels a little fake to be gnawing on, like, this smoothie chicken.
Yes.
Smoothie chicken. Like, I'm like, okay, what's worse? Just owning the fact that I'm eating meat and being a real woman about it? Or being like, no, I can't know it's real. Let me smoothie this.
Man. It's not a smoothie. You make it seem like you're biting into a gusher. Where kind it's just of. A bunch of juice that's in there. It's still chicken breast in there.
Yeah, they damn make it. Sure to dry up the juice.
They should be called gusher wings because they're wings? Not real wings.
Ugh.
Hey, y'all got any of your gusher wings here?
Man, it's like, come on, like really good rotisserie chicken and you don't like gnawing off the bone? That's like my favorite thing
I don't love
thing
rotisserie
to do.
Chicken. I like chicken wings with buffalo sauce on
me
it.
Me too.
Or,
but also just gnawing off the bone. There's like
yeah, but you're
really
weird.
Do you want a bone to gnaw on for the rest of the show?
Yes. Can I also be your second Molly? Because you know Steph can be your Molly when it comes to sleeping, but I can be your Molly when I give you side eye.
There's a Molly for all seasons, and you do have napping ability and side eye.
Together, we are the best dog companion ever.
When they team up.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's get into some actual entertainment news, I guess, or stuff that we have been checking out recently. I just caught up on Barry, and because I kind of dropped off in season 3, and then
same.
I did a quick binge just to see what I was getting into. Season 4, I'm 2 episodes in so far. I think it's fantastic. Are we fans of Barry, like me?
I'm definitely a fan of Barry. I just haven't watched season 3 or 4.
Okay.
So... I don't, but the same. First two are excellent. Yeah. I love
really
Bill Hader. It's hard not to like it. But I know there was a lot of criticism about season 3. Like they took it too far or something.
But it's supposed to be dark and like, what do you mean too far?
Well, I think people were like, didn't this show start out as a comedy? And I'm like, I think it's kind of cool when a show can take an audience and morph into something else and keep most people on board with it. But I'll tell you, season 4, it definitely has moments where it's like, this was never a comedy, but there's other things that just made me fall down laughing. It's got everything.
Okay, I want to watch it.
Through 2 episodes, that would be the one that I would kind of recommend. But I also say Beef on Netflix is so, so, so engaging and so good.
It's
excellent. I need to watch that. Okay.
It really is excellent.
Have you finished it?
No.
Okay.
Have you?
I'm like 4 episodes in.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. All right. So we'll
keep in contact.
Keep tabs.
It's so good. And also, if you like Asian people, this is your chance. Like, keep it
there
up
you go,
at the
yeah.
top 10.
Steven Yeun, my pal Ali Wong is in it.
Ali Wong is so good. Like, she's so versatile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's excellent.
Do you know what it's about?
No.
It's this road rage.
I just heard everybody loves it.
The first episode is just these two folks, these two cars, really, because you don't really know who you're getting into a road rage incident with. They just have this like kind of, you know, and they're yelling at each other, and it just escalates, and like just kind of keeps escalating. And then afterwards, they get a license plate, and then they just kind of get into each other's lives in ways that they expect and ways that they don't expect. And you're on the edge of your seat watching it.
It's character driven.
Is it like drama comedy or what?
I would say it's actually a dark comedy.
It's definitely a dark comedy, and I would say leaning more on just like dark, not that comedic
right.
in a lot of scenes.
Whereas Barry started out as like a show that was definitely a comedy that had very dark moments.
Right.
But it's like, hey, we love Bill Hader from SNL. We love Stephen Root, all these people.
Mm-hmm.
This one, Stephen Yeun and Ali Wong set it up where it's like, you know, Stephen has a very dramatic kind of horror background with like stuff like The Walking Dead. Ali, obviously a fantastic stand-up. And she's also done romantic comedies and stuff like that. So it's a perfect melding of everything. But it's just two people really at the end of their rope. And then when you find somebody else that you're at odds with at the end of their rope,
right.
what's going to happen?
Okay.
Oh, it's good.
You've sold me.
Yeah.
Happy API month.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, there you go. I didn't even think about that. So you, Darina, what's the latest on your radar? Is it a movie that you saw recently?
It's
it a show?
A couple of things. Number one, Yellow Jackets is back.
Yes!
Yellow Jackets season 2 is back, and it's very good.
I'm all in on Yellow Jackets.
You're caught up?
I love the Yellow Jackets. I am caught up
as of
a couple weeks ago, yeah.
Fantastic. I'm still trying to get Steph to finish it, but it's a little too horror for her.
Yeah.
So she's scared of it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's
based on our previous conversation of do you like chicken wings bone in or bone out? Maybe Yellow Jackets isn't the best show to
right.
eat wings
it's
with.
It's FX, right?
No, it's Showtime.
Oh, Showtime.
Mm. Yeah, but okay. It's just, I mean, it's kind of like how Hannibal in NBC was so surprising and amazing to me, and I felt like that show was made for me because it was like a horror drama.
Mm-hmm.
This is it, but this also has a 90s soundtrack and actual 90s actresses like, you know, Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis, and it's so well made. And I'm really enjoying the second season as well. Movie,
and now Elijah Wood in it?
Exactly. They're adding some good...
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Lauren Ambrose from 6 Feet Under. They're adding like some good cast members as well. And then movies-wise, probably half or more of listeners will hate this, but I love the new Ari Aster movie, Beau Is Afraid. And
oh, yeah?
Everybody's very mad at it, and I'm very happy with it.
Is it more polarizing than something like Midsommar?
That one's very polarizing as well.
Yeah.
But this one I think is even more because he went all out like 3 hours of watching something that's very uncomfortable
oh,
and
God.
Surreal.
Is it 3 hours?
Oh yeah, literally 3 hours.
I'll okay. sit that one out. I'm on the other side of the aisle. I'm watching Dave on FX. I'm living in cringe comedy land.
Yeah.
That's my favorite genre where like that other side of discomfort where I'm like, why are you doing that? But I love it. I'm going to laugh at it.
Yeah. And another great comic friend of the show, Andrew Santino,
is
in that. And he shows up in Beef too.
And Christine Coe, if we want to talk about AAPI too, she's Molly, I think her character's name is. She's awesome.
Okay, cool.
We got Molly on the brain.
Yeah,
for many
yeah, might
reasons.
Be that.
there was some news that broke recently. First of all, I'm very excited about the announcement of the slate of Star Wars films that are coming out that came out of Star Wars Celebration. Like, I love seeing Star Wars movies in the theater. That's still my favorite way to watch Star Wars.
You're so happy when I see you at the premieres.
Oh, I love it. It's so much fun. I like seeing the big letters that tell me what just happened on the big screen. Going way back in the past, you have James Mangold is doing a movie. Sharmeen Obaid-Chinoy is doing one that takes place after Rise of Skywalker, and then you have Dave Filoni handling the one that is going to be kind of wrapping up all the events of The Mandalorian and Book of Boba Fett. Any of those movies get y'all excited? Like going way back to the beginning of the Force, the Jedi, the Sith kind of thing?
I'm going to let Steph
I know
take
Dee's
this
excited
one.
About all of them, so I'll let her talk in a second.
Can't wait to see the premiere.
Yeah, she's going to be smiling.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited about the James Mangold film. I'm a little, that's the one that I think lies a little bit in how well Indiana Jones is received. And if they
right.
continue with that, because we know Star Wars has been notorious in the past 5 years of.
For, hey, we're doing this.
not.
Maybe we're not.
Yeah. And I think what I've been hearing about the movie is that it's awesome. So I feel like this will happen. And then I'm excited about it because if you just know about the history of the Jedi, like the beginning of it, I feel like there's so much gold to explore there.
Right,
and it's just
right.
More lightsabers, which I think is awesome.
It's going to be great. Maybe we get to see actual adult Yoda as a baby. Darina, wouldn't you love that?
Here's the thing. Y'all know I'm an annoying Star Wars purist. I only like the original trilogy. However,
she likes Rogue One.
Yes, Rogue One is great. However, I was so happy that Steph kept yelling at me to watch Andor because Andor is probably the best thing I've seen in Star Wars since the original trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives me hope that maybe one of these movies I'll actually like, you know, having not really liked the prequels or the sequels. And James Mangold made probably my favorite superhero movie, Logan. So I'm actually excited to see what he does.
Totally.
Yeah.
There you go. You like the end of Rogue One. Hope. We got hope for Darina.
Yes.
Star Wars Universe. Apparently, according to another friend of the show, Ken Napsok, who was at Star Wars Celebration, he said that when they were announcing the movies, they showed 6 minutes of Indiana Jones 5.
And
he said it blew his mind.
Great. Yeah. Especially after awesome. That last one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, right. You got kind of a comeback pitch everybody's looking for.
Okay.
So.
Quick question. I recently watched Indiana Jones 1, 2, and 3 for the first time.
Good for you.
Should I skip 4?
Yes. Yes.
There's some really good stuff in there.
No,
there
Mark really Ellis, is. You've never said anything so wrong.
There really is some good stuff
Even
in
Cate
there.
Even Cate Blanchett couldn't pull it together.
Harrison Ford, I like seeing older Indy in certain regards, but the actual adventure itself there's a lot of effects that are just ridiculous. There's a lot of stuff you don't need in there, but it is nice to see him reunite with Karen Allen from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
The first one.
Yeah.
She's the best. And then Willie just killed me.
They completely ruin her character.
Oh my. Oh, they do?
Completely. She's not even
she's
herself.
She's like a damsel.
She's not even, she's like an Dang. Annoying, nagging
I like
wife,
when she was
mom.
Like out drinking
yes.
like people in the mountains.
Correct. Oh, isn't that great?
Yeah. Marion, yes,
I would
sure.
say that me and my colleague can agree, you don't need to see Indiana Jones in the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull to go
great.
See Dial of
you
Destiny.
Don't.
Here so, we go. 5. I'm
I would
ready.
Skip it. I actually hate it more than Rise of Skywalker.
Final question.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love Rise of Skywalker.
Me too.
I know you guys
you
do have happy food.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you're on board or not.
No, I am. TLJ I like.
But, oh right. You and I don't see eye to eye on TLJ.
Yeah.
Another great hotel room argument.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what I think about.
Brian,
I was like,
we should do this show from a hotel room.
Yeah.
I just feel like the best stuff comes out of hotel
Live
parties.
From the hotel, drunk as ever. It's Mark.
As long
Darina
as there's McNuggets.
Yeah.
Look, we got some McNuggets in the back, and Darina going to be munching on some French fries. You have one more point to make.
Oh, I was just going to say that the thing about watching something like Rise of Skywalker and not liking it is that when it ended, I wasn't like, I'm going to go boycott Lucasfilm. I thought, you know what? Mark Ellis and Steph Sabra are really going to like this movie, and I'm happy for them.
You're a leader.
There we go. There we go. She knows how to control her minions.
Right.
That's like,
right.
That's your version of catching us as we faint.
Correct.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Our fearless
it.
Leader.
The movie that y'all are most looking forward to seeing this summer as we close
this
up
summer,
shop here. Yeah.
I know this year is the sequel to Dune.
I'll give you the year. Yeah. If you want to take Dune too.
I'm with Dee on that.
Oh, wow.
We are Dune lovers.
Big fans of spice.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We are very spicy.
Yeah.
It's, we watched it together. I'm a huge fan of the book and even the older movie. And it was so well done. I was so happy with it. The cast,
the music,
the way it looked. Like, I mean, Denis is one of the best working directors. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Ooh, cool. Okay. Yeah. I think I made it through I saw the first Dune. I might have pulled a staff and taken a nap.
Oh,
so
it sounds about right because you're kind of like, you fall asleep in the movies I love, right? Like Blade Runner, 2001 Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
Yeah those are your nap movies.
Yeah, but I wake up and I'm still having a good time.
You're like, this looks cool.
Yeah.
Wait, what are some of the big blockbusters coming out? Just to remind me.
Okay, so you got the new, there's new Fast 10, Indiana
family.
Jones 5, Mission Impossible 7. I'm mainly going on the franchises here.
Guardians 3.
Guardians 3, which technically already came out, but I'll let you take that if you want to.
Yeah. I think Guardians 3, I am the most excited about if you put all of those together.
That works.
But right. Dune.
Yeah.
Dude.
Doing for the rest of the year.
Yeah, and I'm also trying to think of what horror movies are coming out, because that's obviously my jam.
We always get a couple good ones. We've had
so many good ones already this year.
Evil Dead Rises has come out already as of this recording.
Oh, yes.
But apparently it's getting pretty good word of mouth. So yes. Hopefully that maintains.
Yes, excellent. Also, if you haven't seen Infinity Pool, go see that.
Oh, okay.
Really good.
Right. Definitely not Infinity War. Very different movie.
Way better.
Very different movie.
Yes.
All right, we got to close up shop here. Brian, hit the music because we got a fun announcement. I mean, I say we. I'm really just being selfish and me because I'm never good at promoting stuff. My new hour special is just about to hit the streets, kids. So a number of different ways to check it out. You can be one of the first ones to watch it. For more info, just go to my social media at Mark Ellis Live, or markellis.live is the website where you probably will be able to be one of the first ones to watch it. Special is called Alive and Well. Really happy with how it turned out. And a very special guest pops in at the very end. Your hint is that she weighs about 25, 26 pounds, depending on who Ooh. Fed her that morning. So very excited for y'all to check that out, and so happy to have my pals Dorian Arellano and Steph Sabra back on the show. We didn't even get to talk about your DJing or your improvising, so it was just another excuse to have y'all back
next
for more.
Time.
Where can all the kids out there find you?
You should hire me to DJ your Comic-Con party.
That'd be sick.
I'm in. Steph can do some sketches to open, and then Doreen is going to be DJing.
Yeah, I'll break it down on the dance floor for everyone.
You know she will.
Yeah, I was just about to kick this chair out.
Yeah, and you'll provide the McNuggets.
Yeah, I actually have a stand-up show Comic-Con Thursday night at the American Comedy Company.
Oh,
the Thursday night of Comic-Con. I can't remember which day it is, but or what day of the calendar it is, but it's Thursday night of Comic-Con at 8 p.m. So you can go see me there, too, and then go watch Dorina do the post party.
Yes.
So what's your social media? Where can everybody find you?
At Dorina la Bruja, Dorina the Witch in Spanish.
And Steph Sabra?
At Steph Sabra.
And of course, the World Girls Burgeoning Empire. Subscribe to them on YouTube. Check out the podcast, Bitch Out of Water.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch Out of Water.
Bitch Out of Water.
I don't want to overstep my grounds. Check out the World Girls and all the many things that they're doing, as well as us here at Rotten Tomatoes. You can follow us at Rotten Tomatoes. RottenTomatoes.com is your hub for all things TV, movies, everything in between. And email us anytime RT is wrong. At RottenTomatoes.com. Rate, review, subscribe, all that good stuff. For our incredible team behind the scenes here, my co-host Jacqueline Coley, Dorian Arellano, Steph Sabra, I am merely Mark Ellis saying, keep it fresh. That's something I've never said before.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.